SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Hour number two on the grid. Carver and Lisi with you. 844-843-6879 is the number. As we rock a new week with you here on Sports Grid Radio. 24-7 Eagles, Joe. Cousins tonight. I mean, this is embarrassing. 19 of 37 for 159, a touchdown, and three interceptions.
Terrible.
Two of them in the end zone. Right?
That's horrible.
Slay interceptions were in the end zone. I mean, that's primetime Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, terrible. Absolutely gutless. Gutless.
So this is going to be a big
Justin
win for
Jefferson.
One reception on five
targets. That's terrible. That's terrible.
In the second half, right?
Yeah, it's just...
Because he's got 5 for 43 for the game.
That's just a bad performance.
Man, Hurts is thrown for 333, Joe?
Yeah, he's been all over the yard. He's hit...
I obviously didn't see much of the first half because I was very involved with the Bill game. Man, this was a good under for me, Joe. No points in the second half. Great under. Got to stick with it and keep the faith sometimes, Joe. Thought it was finished 31 points in the first half. You got to stick with it.
You have to stick. Be consistent. Be consistent. You have to
stick
be consistent,
and move, Joe. Club. Stick and move. Do you stick like that? Dave called in to pump you up? Are you into that?
Yeah, we were talking. We were talking on Saturday, like right before the game. He's like, "You really feel like they got a shot?" I said, "Don't even worry about it."
Wow. Well, I will
say. But Indiana hurt me
earlier. Indiana hurt me too because I have that over Western Kentucky wins. I thought we had one in the bag.
That was a great game, though. I watched that game from start to finish.
It was a great game. That was a great game.
What other game did I see?
How about Syracuse's last second?
Yeah, you know, that was tough because that game went to like the 3:30 window. You know,
that game was flying by. It was.
I know. It was
10-9. It was 10-9 after the third quarter.
I scored
42 points in the fourth quarter.
I know. It's crazy. It was nuts. It was absolutely
and
crazy.
And then Schrader hit the kid in the corner.
It was like App State. How about that App State game? Did you see that?
Here's the thing about App State, Joe. And App State won on a Hail Mary against Troy. Here's where it makes Troy look even worse. The kid threw the Hail Mary. He didn't even reach the end zone, Joe.
I know.
He caught it at the 5 and still got in the end zone. That's embarrassing. That is.
It wasn't even the 5. I think it was like the 10, Carver.
No, it was the 5. I watched it like 16
pictures.
Times.
I have pictures of it. I took it on my screen.
Like 100 times. I know that it was at the 5.
How about we got the over in Oregon? That was one of the few. I have to go over our picks because
the picks
I don't know.
Picks were sketchy this week. Not gonna lie, it wasn't good.
I think I was 3-4, 2-5. I don't even know. I gotta double check it. How about Vanderbilt?
I think I was 2-5, Joe. I might have been with ours. Now had a good day on my own because I obviously. On Saturday, you get involved in other things, live and otherwise, and it ended up being a good day. But for the picks we did on Friday, I think I was 2-5. I had Iowa and the BYU over, and that was it. I don't think anything else came through for me. So we welcome in all of our radio affiliates for Carver and Lisi. Jeez, Joe. That's from this afternoon. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us. Here tonight. So Hurts, 300 plus and two rushing touchdowns. Only other Eagle to do that, Joe, was Michael Vick. So
yeah, he's playing like
I think on Monday Night Football. I'd have to they put that graphic up pretty quickly, and that might have been a Monday Night thing, not all time. I have to believe, Joe, that at some point in his career, Cunningham threw for 300 and had two rushing touchdowns. No,
Back in the day?
Back in the day. Blue collar football.
He was so ahead of his time. Can you imagine if Randall Cunningham played in today's NFL? Can you imagine? Dominant. He'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you're probably right. Get back to a couple things. We were going through a few of Saturday's games. Early slate. Nice job by Nebraska, Joe.
Boat raced.
And did you like all the tweets when they took a 7-0 lead? Nebraska's back! Here we go! Look at the Nebraska offense! Then it didn't score again at 49-7, and they got one late. Like, man, that was the Mark first Whipple. Game Oklahoma looked impressive. To be quite honest with you.
I told you that they would come out, you know, they were playing rope-a-dope with that game against Kent. They rope-a-doped them.
Nice effort by South Carolina, too, Joe. I mean, honestly.
Gutless.
That was a gutless effort. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, go through a little more of the college here as the Eagles are about to finish up the Vikings on Monday Night Football. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Vikings have the ball again, Joe. 24-7, just under 4 minutes left in the game.
I mean, listen,
you got a couple guys for any time touchdowns. I mean, anything can happen in garbage time here.
Carver, do we really feel confident that Kirk Cousins is going to lead?
He's been an absolute hump tonight, man. I mean,
look at this.
And it's hard because you like to think that all the stuff that he's done in the past and like primetime games, you like to think it's just a coincidence. And like, it's hard. Like, you don't want to factor that into making a bet. But like, when it happens every damn time, Joe, I mean, how do you not? Like, how do you not say there's a problem? Though,
it's not the competition. It's not. You can't say he's. I mean, come on. What does he do in primetime that he needs to change up? That's what I would say. If I was the head coach, I don't know if it's possible, but I would drop cold water on him. Take a bucket of ice water as he walks into the locker room and throw it in his face. Wake his ass up. I mean, do something. Change it up.
I'm trying to see if I got the exact numbers here.
Oh, they're bad. Whatever they are, they're bad. They're not good. Come on.
That can't be true.
What? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm looking for the right numbers for him in prime time. He's coming into tonight. He was 8-17 in primetime games and 2-9 on Monday Night Football. So make that 2-10 on Monday Night Football. Man, Joe.
That's horrible.
That is horrible. It's hard. And I'm sure not all of those losses were his fault, but like you say, and now they're moving the football, Joe. Like, you know, there's 2 minutes left. Sure, the Eagles are probably playing some softer D, but then now they're just cutting them up the field like butter, Joe. Just going right through them like butter, cutting them up. So who do you want the most for the garbage time touchdown? Who do you need the most? Who gives you the biggest payback?
Thielen.
Okay, so let's get Thielen, and we could try to get Joe a little something here. Because I look pretty good for the under right now.
Yeah, I mean, barring an absolute miracle.
Well, I wouldn't, you know, I can actually still allow, you know, if they wanted to score twice, I could still stomach it. So.
3 times, not so much.
No, because then we'll go over 49.5. We don't want to do that, Joe. You can still get the Eagles minus 16.5.
Mm.
If you think the Vikings are going to score here, Joe, get him at 16.5. You want to go in for more, minus 140.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Just hope that Thielen scores.
Thielen has caught a couple balls on this drive.
I know. It's like now he's starting to locate him. It's incredible, isn't it?
Now he's starting to locate him. All right, Joe. Let's while they're in a break for the 2 minute warning, I believe. Let me just touch a couple of other things with you here. Where's a few that I want to go at you? Could you want to fire Pat Fitzgerald after losing at home to Southern Illinois? You ready to is the shine off of him, or does he has a lifetime contract there, right? So it doesn't matter. You can lose games at home to Southern Illinois. Doesn't make a difference.
Yes. He's got a lot.
Okay. Well, I guess it doesn't matter then. He can lose those games. You know, who cares? What was the final number in the Coastal game with Buffalo?
You know, I didn't catch that final. I know they won.
Did it get to 14 when we were talking, or was it 12 and a half or 12?
When you and I were talking?
Yeah.
When we were discussing the
games. I forget what it was.
No, it was 14 either, last year. I thought it was like...
It was a little lower than last
23.
Year.
No, I thought it was like 23.
No, I think it was in the... I thought it was between 12 and 15. Really? Well, they won by 12. So, there you go. 12-point win. You want to go ahead and defend UCLA, Joe, for Saturday? Go ahead.
No, it was, they played, and you know, it was an early kick in the Rose Bowl, and they played down to the level of competition.
Early kick. Early kick in the Rose Bowl.
They won. They won. What does that matter?
Yeah. Did you like the Aikman tweets afterwards?
About what? I didn't see the
Troy. You didn't see the Troy Aikman tweets? I guess Aikman commented about nobody being there. I mean, there was like six people in the stands, Joe.
Again? Nobody showing up to the UCLA football?
Nobody there.
Is it because there's a heat wave going on?
I don't want to hear about the heat. It's always hot in Los Angeles. Aikman said that they should stop playing there and build a 30,000-seat stadium on campus.
30,000?
30,000-seat stadium on campus.
Why is that?
Joe, they can't get 5,000 at a game in the Rose Bowl. What's the difference? What if you put a 30,000-seat stadium on campus? Don't you think you'd maybe get a few more kids?
I don't know. All right. I mean,
well, either way,
they're gonna have a smaller stadium than Hawaii.
They survive over South Alabama, 32-31.
It's a gutty win by the Bruins.
Speaking about surviving, Virginia 16-14 over Old Dominion and Rutgers 16-14 over Temple. That's surviving right there, Joe.
Oh, boy. They were down with about a minute left before Brennan Armstrong led them back.
Brennan. Notre Dame actually won a game.
God, well, yeah, and covered and got the cover, Carver. They got the cover.
They didn't get the cover. They were laying like 13.
They won by 14.
They won by 7. 24-17.
No, they didn't.
What?
You got me crazy now.
Notre Dame?
Wait a minute.
Oh, they were losing going into the fourth quarter.
Carver, hang on one second. They had a touchdown call back, and I turned it off. Thinking that they counted it. That's
they didn't
what
count
it was.
It.
All right, so they didn't count it. Okay. Because I was too involved. I didn't even care about that game, to be honest with you.
Nobody did. So you don't have to worry about that.
So I saw that they got the lead and then I saw 30-17. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. How are they gonna get the cover with 1:07 left? And then I switched it off and then I didn't realize they took the touchdown off.
I bet you wish you were back in the green wave again this year, huh? The outright win at the Little Apple over Kansas State.
I told you they could have been live against Kansas State, but
the Little Apple. We talked about Oregon. That was just a destruction for them over
Bo
BYU.
Bo Nix stepped up. He played well. I'll give him that. But they were BYU looked emotionally drained. That was game.
But I think, listen, there was a combination of things there. Like you said, emotionally drained, fine. But Oregon also had to look good after the way they played against Georgia.
And not only that, like BYU typically struggles with speed teams. You know, teams that are like finesse type of teams that can challenge them over the top. It's either teams jump up early on them and they force them to play from behind, or BYU hits them in the mouth and they're able to run. They couldn't run a stitch. They jumped up early and then that's it. The wheels came off. That's BYU in a nutshell.
Yeah, certainly is. We talked plenty already about Penn State beating.
What about LSU? What about LSU?
Can I get there? Like, I'm going down the list of the games. I'm going to get all there. Right. Go ahead, LSU. Pump them up. LSU beating Miss State. Go ahead.
Great win pump for Brian Kelly. Great win for Brian Kelly. That's LSU Tiger football. Go, Tigers.
Final in Philadelphia, 24-7. Eagles beat the Vikings. No points in the second half. We love that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. So Arkansas struggled, Joe, against Missouri State, which is Petrino's team, right?
Yeah, they had like a 14-point lead.
They had a double-digit lead in that game. And Arkansas needed a furious second-half comeback to get a 38-27 win. But how about this story? Did you see the story about this guy?
Yeah, he bit the guy's nose.
I think
that guy is the COO of one of the fast food chains.
Yes, that's correct. Beyond Meat.
What was it? Beyond Meat.
In a parking garage near Razorback Stadium, he bit the guy's nose.
So was he a Missouri, Southwest Missouri State fan, or was he an Arkansas fan?
Per reports, this guy, his name was Doug Ramsey. Ramsey was attempting to exit the parking garage when the driver of a Subaru made contact with his vehicle's front tire on the passenger side. Witnesses say Ramsey then exited his car and punched through the back windshield of the Subaru. That led to a physical altercation between the two, during which he allegedly bit the person's nose. To be quite honest with you, Joe, I get the tie-in here because, like, Razorbacks, hogs, noses, like, the whole deal. Right. Like, this is basically just your run-of-the-mill, like, two drunk idiots parking lot fight after a football game. That's really
I know, but isn't
is.
It Beyond Meat and he ripped the flesh off?
Yeah, so, I guess there's tie-ins there. But, like, at the end of
I'm
the day...
I'm not saying it's funny, but I'm just saying...
No, I mean, I'm just saying at the end of the day, you know...
I mean, it's an altercation at a Razorback game. I mean, you know, I think he got charged with third-degree assault, right?
Yes, he looks like he's getting some charges.
So
what can you do,
go.
Joe? There you go, what Joe. That's from the blotter, the police blotter down there in Fayetteville.
That is incredible.
Comeback win over Missouri State. Let me clean this up. Let me blow through a few of these, and then we'll spend the last segment on some other stuff. Vandy's over the 2.5 wins. You celebrated about that. They beat Northern Illinois 38-28. Minnesota racked Colorado for the second year in a row. No problems there, Joe. How about Saban, I guess, didn't take it easy on Terry, 63-7.
I can't even make a courtesy call yet. I gotta
wait. You got to settle down for a few days. I mean, Terry. Look, we love Terry. We love Terry.
He's got hits with so many lefts. He's begging for. Right,
yeah, that was it. That was tough.
I mean, Texas and Alabama.
Well, look, nobody could, you know, say one thing. Terry has a tough schedule. He schedules good.
He had that's Kentucky for sure. And LSU
non-conference is pretty strong. I wish Liberty would have made the 2-point conversion at the end of the game, Joe.
I needed them outright
because I'm
Let
on
me
that.
Tell you.
I'm on that under 8.5 for Wake Forest. That would have been a great loss to get them there.
I was upset. They were down like 20-3 or like something like that. And then they were down like 20-5, and I'm like, all right, 20-12. I'm like, all right, we got some mojo. Then they were up 23-20. I'm like, let's go. I cannot believe they were catching 17.5 in that ball game. 17.5. You know, you could have gotten it like, I think it was as high as in game when they fell behind. It was like, I saw 18.5, 19.5. I was already catching 17.5. I'm like, I'm not getting that. Maybe if I get it in the 20s. But, I mean, what a comeback. Hugh Freeze loves coaching against the ACC. He beats them up.
He certainly does. That's for sure. Let me see what else. How about Kansas 3-0? They beat up Houston. They got weren't they down 14 early in that game?
Yeah,
too?
But there was a delay in that game too. Yeah, I remember I was watching it. No, but I'm saying like it's very hard to like get the game flow. You're watching a game, then it's delayed 45 minutes. It's like, you know, you got 46 games going on at once. You know, it's like there's only certain things you could do. You know, I was dialed into that game at 3:30. I didn't watch anything but Penn State and BYU. Those are the two games I was dialed into.
Well, here's what you'll be dialed into this week, Joe. 3-0 Duke at 3-0 Kansas. How about that?
I'm not dialed into that in any capacity.
We got a number for that game yet? We got a
Riley Leonard and the crew.
Oh, that's a noon game, actually. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a noon kickoff in
I'm
Lawrence.
I'm not involved in that.
-8.5 for the Jayhawks.
No, I'm not touching.
You want to take Duke with the points on Saturday?
No, I'm not touching Duke. You cannot get me involved. Absolutely not.
Come on. No. Get you in on Duke by the end of the week.
No, you're not. You're not going to get me in on that.
Give your boy Lance up there in Lawrence. You know, they actually went on. They went over to win total too, Joe, 2.5.
Yeah, I know. I know, but they weren't plus money like Vandy.
So they don't get any credit? They don't get credit for getting three wins in September too?
They do. They get credit, but just not as much. Vandy was 2.5 at +145. I tweeted out. That's not a good pick.
Nobody's saying it wasn't a good pick, Joe. What I'm saying to you is both teams had 2.5 win totals, and they went over them in September. Give them both credit. One's not better than the other.
Well, one had plus money to the over. The other one was slightly.
In fact, let's call it like it is. Kansas played better teams too, so let's call it that way. I mean, they won at Houston and at Morgantown. So
you were very high on Hawaii at the start of the year. Very high on.
Oh yeah. Guess what? Well, nobody's high on them anymore.
Never bet against Hawaii at home. Who said that? Well, never. Never bet against the
clearly the
Rainbow Warriors.
The Timmy Chang regime. They need to.
Can I get you? Let me ask you a question off the top of your head because I almost made this a video. You know, I put the video out just, you know, games I look at early. How about Arizona State this week against Utah catching the 14.5?
No shot. No shot.
I like it, sort of. Sort of like it early on.
I don't.
All right, what else is new? I have a gripe. How the SEC schedules Texas A&M and Arkansas at 7 o'clock. I mean, that game should be at least 3:30 like it was last year on CBS. Instead of watching Florida and Tennessee, I would much rather have Arkansas and Texas A&M. How can we have that game at 7 o'clock at night? Should I wear the road white jersey for Arkansas? I have it. Woo, Sue Piggy! Sue Piggy! Woo, Pig Suey!
I love that game at Jerry's World, that Texas A&M Arkansas game.
Hope Arkansas is wearing the road whites.
Texas A&M -2.5.
Yeah, it's a neutral game. I mean, I will say this: I am really impressed with the A&M secondary and the front seven. You can't run on them. It's very difficult. Arkansas is the worst pass defense in all of college football right now, or at least they did up until last week. And that's going to be a cause of concern. Now, maybe we jump on Max Johnson to break out next week.
NC State covered against Texas Tech.
Yeah, let me just say that.
You got an excuse for that one? What's the excuse there?
Go ahead. Here's the thing. Those kids played very well defensively.
No. Don't do that. The kids played hard routine. I don't want that, Joe. I don't want to hear the kids play hard.
Carver, I love Joey McGuire, but they were down 27. Hang on, hear me out. They were down 27-14, okay, and with about 7 minutes left in the fourth, and the defense was playing lights out. He's got a 4th-and-8 on his own 38-yard line. He goes for it. Come on. Come on. You change the whole momentum. The defense was playing lights out. Punt the ball. Give your team an opportunity to cut it to 7. That game was the worst for me Saturday night. That game cost me a lot of parlays. That was a bad.
Well, I'll tell you this, Joe. I know that everybody thinks NC State is like this great team ever. I bet you they're gonna lose a couple games this year. I could see it coming. It's coming down the pike, including when's the Clemson game? 2 weeks.
October 1st.
They're gonna lose that game. And they might lose a couple more after that.
This Clemson line is fishy. 7 now? 7 already? It's 7. They rushed for over 240 yards on Wake last year. Over 240, they boat raced them.
That game's this? Oh, yeah, the noon game? That game's in Winston-Salem.
Let me just give people the heads up. Minnesota, I sort of like Minnesota, but Michigan State has won 5 straight in the series. The last time they played was back in 2017. But just keep an eye out. Chris Altman Bell, their leading receivers out from Minnesota. But I still think they could run on Michigan State. I might lay it -2.5 early on. Just an early look.
Miami couldn't do anything against Texas A&M on Saturday night.
We couldn't get any points. We couldn't get anything. What about Mario Big Chest? Yeah. All the physicality. Miami's back and the uniforms. Are they dead to you finally after that performance?
I'm done with them.
I mean, come on. All of the preaching.
Roadrunners ran out of gas in Austin late. They had
a 17-7 lead. What happened?
I know. They ran out of gas. My Roadrunners. Just unlucky, Joe. USC, no problem whatsoever with Fresno.
Yeah, that game hurt a little, too.
Big game, USC and Corvallis coming up on Saturday night. That's a good game.
I know. It's a very good game.
Good game?
Sort of fishy line, too.
And guess what? Nobody will get to watch it because it's on the Pac-12 network.
Is it really?
I think so, Joe. I'll double-check that during the break. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, so we turn the page towards this week. Like we said, it doesn't stop, man. 1 week's over, the beauty of football. Bang, we're already moving on. Week 2's in the books for the NFL now with the Bills and the Eagles winning tonight. And away we go. Now we set our eyes on Thursday, Joe. You get 2 college games Thursday, 2 college games Friday this week.
Yeah, I love one on Friday.
Loves one on Friday. Let me try to figure out which one it is.
Yeah.
Let me look at these two games. Now, judging by looking at these two games, my guess is you love Virginia getting the 10 in the dome against Syracuse. That would be my guess. Yeah, I could spot that out of a lineup at this point. I know you're good. You and this Brennan Armstrong and this overrated 3-0 Syracuse team laying 10. I'm with you, Joe. Syracuse shouldn't be laying 10 against anybody. So I agree. I don't care that they're
4-15, Dino Babers, the last 2.5 years. I have to go in the ACC. I have to go against that trend. They got the victory over Louisville week 1. I think Malik Cunningham was walking through the motions. I don't know. But Brennan Armstrong, I mean, I don't like the way their offense looks, but you got to give me something on the road. You got to give me something in the dome. Crazy games happen in the dome. Plus, they're coming off a Hail Mary, basically. They're coming off a touchdown they scored with, 7 seconds?
Yeah.
How do you give that up, by the way, if you're Purdue? How do you give up to Aronde Gadsden in the corner of the end zone? You're playing man-to-man coverage. You're not playing zone. How does that happen?
Let me tell you what else, Joe. Virginia Tech home dogs against West Virginia Thursday.
I love Tech. Let me tell you, their offense sucks, but their defense. Let me tell you something. Their defense. Brent Pry has that defense. He's got that defense cooking. That defense is nasty. Let me tell you, and JT Daniels on the road, whoo, deer in the headlights. Deer in the headlights. I've seen him enough.
I'm on the Hokies.
Me too. Lane Stadium. The loudest stadium. Enter Sandman, baby. Oh, let's go.
West Virginia.
I might have to get a...
That is a hump team, West Virginia. They are.
That is a lion's den, isn't
and
it?
And I'm already kind of against them because I'm on that under 5.5 with West Virginia, so I'm rooting against them anyway.
Is Daniels definitely starting? Let's see.
Does it matter?
Well, I could just tell you this. West Virginia got the victory last year. I was on them. They covered as a favorite. Neil Brown almost cost his team the game last year in Morgantown. They were up by basically, I think, 17 points. And they fumbled with about 2.5 minutes left on their own 20 and needed a goal line stand to pull that game out.
I already see some of the games that I know Joe's going to have circled here this weekend.
Good. Here we go.
This Baylor-Iowa State game is your type of game.
Yeah.
You love games like this. I don't know what side you're going to be on, but I know that you love a game like that.
I'll tell you right now. My picks are out. Iowa State. This line flip-flopped. They had Baylor as a 2.5-point favorite. Now it's Iowa State.
This is my first look at any. I haven't looked at any of these college lines till right now. Well, Clemson's 7.5 now.
That's such a fishy line, Carver. You don't think it's fishy?
Wake's gotten some respect now here. The last year.
From what though? They almost lost to Liberty.
That is true.
I mean, you know, we're talking Clemson. We're not talking. I mean, we're talking the best team in the conference.
You're going to lay the 10.5 with Tennessee against Florida?
No, I'm taking the points. They've won 16 out of the last 17. They've won 5 straight by 19.8 points per game. You talk about numbers, right? And I love Hendon Hooker. But how can I go against those numbers? And Billy Napier is 9-4 ATS as an underdog. I figured it out. I did it. I went all the way back to UL Lafayette. From all of his days at UL Lafayette as an underdog, he's 9-4 against the number. Against opponents. I like that. They're catching the highest amount. This is the highest total in years. I mean, do we feel that Tennessee should be favored by 10 over anybody?
UNLV road favorite at Utah State?
What time is that game?
7 o'clock East.
Man,
I know UNLV's had a nice start, and Utah State's looked bad in a couple of these games, but geez. That could be a little home dog play right there, Joe. Utah State.
Yeah, they have.
I think Ohio State's going to boat race Wisconsin on Saturday night. I mean,
yeah, the fact that it's a night game and we're talking Crist. He sucks, right, Paul Crist? I mean, we talked about it. I mean, how about this game? This game is a little fishy to me.
Yeah.
Okay. You went to, the Oregon State line. I mean, the Arizona State line. I'm just looking right at. What about Stanford and Washington?
I'm on the Huskies, baby.
You're laying the 12.5? You think they're going to boat race
them? This is a different Husky team with Penix. This is a different Husky team. I'm on the Huskies.
What about Michigan, Maryland? Michigan's won 6 straight by 33.8 points per game.
Let me just tell you something. Michigan... You can't make the line big enough for me. I will lay it with them on Saturday.
It's come down.
You know it's come down. Maryland, the big, great undefeated Maryland, when they get into Big Ten play against the big boys and they go on the road, they get smacked.
Hang on. According to the book, 93% of the tickets and money are on Michigan.
Yeah, but like, you know, how many bets is that? 8? 80? 800? How many bets is that?
Just saying.
No, I'm not worried about that. Late night bailout blowout schedule for you, Joe. Like you were saying, Wyoming, BYU.
What is US, that game?
Wyoming is 20, getting 22.5 at BYU.
Oh, I like that.
USC laying 6.5 in Corvallis.
I like all the dogs at late night.
Arizona State getting 14.5 against Utah at home. Stanford's getting the 12.5 in Washington, and Western Michigan getting 5.5 at San Jose State.
They screwed
me. We got a big bailout blowout late night schedule Saturday.
I gotta take the brown uniforms in San Jose. They screwed me last week, Pitt. They were down 20-13. They couldn't convert. The kid throws an interception in the end zone. Scalapic.
Man, Kansas State beats Oklahoma every year. They can't possibly beat them again, Joe. I mean, really? Kansas State just lost at home to Tulane. 12.5, and that's all based off the last few years, that 12.5.
How about you want to lay the 22.5 with South Carolina over Charlotte? They suck.
I don't want any part of South Carolina right now.
They're terrible.
And be involved in them. How about Alabama 39.5 on Vandy?
Not
you don't care
it.
About
they're,
them anymore. Vandy's off the radar for you now. They got over the 2.5.
That's it. That's
You're
it.
Done with them.
That's it. That's it. I really am concerned about this Texas A&M. I like Arkansas. I'm
right,
starting
so
to think.
That's a quick look at some of these college
lines.
We
take
lines.
Arkansas?
Who I'm on Arkansas. We? I'm on Arkansas. I'm telling you that right now. I'm on Arkansas.
I gotta break that game down a little bit deeper.
Oh, okay.
I just the only thing that scares me is their secondary.
Let me give you the since we're running out of time. Let me give you the early NFL lines. Let me just tell you, big difference from this week, Joe.
Yeah.
You know how we saw all those nines and tens all over the place? Yeah. You ain't getting it this week. Steelers are getting 4.5 Thursday night in Cleveland. Ravens are 3-point favorites in New England. 3-point road favorites in New England. Good luck with that game. Saints are 3-point road favorites in Carolina. Desperate Carolina team. Matt Rhule may be playing for his job or coaching for his job that week. So I could see him. Who gets fired first, Rhule or Reich?
Reich.
I think Reich, too. I think you're right. If they lose the kid, and I think they will, it's Kansas City 6.5-point favorite in Indy.
I have two games I love already, and they're both favorites.
The Bears are 2.5-point favorites
I love that
against
game.
The Texans. Me
Bears
too.
Are going to boat race.
And let me tell you something right now.
Joe Burrow is going to abuse that
and
second.
This is for the
alt line for Joe Burrow. He puts up 400 on the Jets.
Yeah, I don't really want to be involved in that game, Joe, to be quite honest.
Love Joe
you.
Burrow
I'm
in that
not,
game.
You're not going to get me there because Cincinnati, they've looked bad the first 2 weeks. And let me tell you, Joe, Burrow's going to be dead within 3 weeks the way that that line's going.
Oh, 16 sacks, okay. Right? 16?
And say what you 13, want about 13. Say what you want about the Jets. They have a couple guys up front who still cause problems on that Bengal offensive
this
line.
This was
which
the
is
Mike White game last year. This is
I
where Mike White
threw for they should
for
have some juice because they should have the Mike White game fresh in their memory from a year ago. And they're 0-2, and God, are they desperate. Because 0-3 in this AFC, Joe, with how tough it is, that would be a very tough hole for the Bengals to climb out of. Just remember, Joe, I told you, they weren't making the playoffs this year.
All right, hold your horses right now. I'll give you credit if they go 0-3. If the Jets beat them, then I'll go, then Zach Taylor's dead to me.
Chargers are laying 7 against the Jags. I can't
I like
trust
the Jags.
That with the Herbert
I like
situation,
the
Joe. I don't, you know, like I'm sure he's going to play and tough it out and get tons of needles before he plays. But
Seattle's going to boat race Atlanta.
Be careful with boat race, Joe. Despite the fact that Atlanta's 0-2 and Seattle's 1-1, I like Atlanta. They had a little heart there.
They
at the
can't
end
stop
though.
They can't stop the run. And
yeah,
that's
and guess what? Seattle hasn't run the ball the first 2 weeks. They've been awful.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
I know.
Because
hey, throw that
you
in
had,
my face.
You
throw
had
that,
that
in my
you
face.
Had that hump penny in week one, and I had that hump penny in week two. Okay, so
I had him in week two too.
We're
I
done
lost
with
on both nights.
We're
no,
done
no,
with
one,
that stiff.
One more time.
Okay,
three times.
No, we're done.
Three times.
Cardinals are getting 4 at home against the Rams. Off of that was the other comeback when we didn't talk about. Jeez.
Yeah.
Now say what now Murray, he can be a headache, Joe. There's no question about that. But he showed you in that fourth quarter yesterday why he gets the big bucks cuz that he was incredible against the Rams. I mean against the Raiders in that fourth quarter.
I mean, he
incredible.
Bought himself what? 36 seconds on that scramble?
Yeah.
I mean,
how did Crosby not get him
seconds.
On the on one?
I
the
don't know.
Just...
What are you guys thinking? What are like can you like I don't know, like can you cover somebody?
49ers are in Denver Sunday night, minus one.
Do we take Jimmy G on the road? I'm selling Denver every step of the way.
Let me tell you, too, I'm nervous now about my Niners 9.5. I know. That was based on Lance playing. That was based on Lance being the quarterback. With Jimmy G there, I don't feel good about the under 9.5 anymore.
No, I might lay the one. I might lay the one on the road.
I might take the Bears in a knockout pool this week.
I would take Seattle. I think they're gonna boat race them. I really
like
do.
That. I think the Falcons can beat them.
Oh, you and the Falcons. You have enough confidence in Marcus Mariota?
I don't
Mariota?
Have enough confidence in either team. I feel like the Bears, with the way they've played the first two, even though they weren't great last night, the Texans aren't good at all. They're back-to-back road games for the Texans. I think I'm going to take the Bears on Sunday.
And you're not worried about back-to-back road games for Atlanta?
Are they staying out there? Do they stay on the West Coast?
I don't know. I have to look into that
because that's going to factor into whether or not I play them or not. They should stay out there. They're smart.
You would think.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. It's a shame, Joe, you're not playing baseball anymore. Good over for you in Denver. 7-7, Giants and the Rockies in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, not good. I haven't even looked.
Let me give you a quick synopsis of the baseball today. Mets and the Braves both won again. The Mets did clinch a playoff berth with the win. They're still one up on the Braves in the NL East. Astros beat the Rays 4-0. Nothing else really is significant. Dodgers lead the Diamondbacks 5-1, but the Dodgers have pretty much everything sewn up and ready to go. Mariners beat the Angels 9-1 this afternoon. Light night in the baseball, Joe. Light night.
Yeah, very light.
You know, all the playoff spots. Well, he's got 59 now.
Yeah.
He's going to get there. The question is, will he do it this week at home? Two against the Pirates and four against the Red Sox.
I think he does it against the Red Sox.
I would agree with you. I think at some point this weekend he gets 61 and 62. I think it's coming rather quickly for him. But he still has 2.5 weeks. So plenty of time. And we need two more for Pujols to get to 700.
I don't know if he gets
two. It. Needs two, Joe. Come on. I got that over 699.
What are they
going to
be throwing him? Batting practice? I mean, you know, he
you
is
You never
an
know.
Old dude.
Somebody might groove him a couple. Get him the number here. Let's go. Groove it to him.
That doesn't count if they groove it to him.
It's been done in the past, Joe.
Well, they didn't groove it to Barry Bonds when he got 73, did he? No. He hit that like a moonshot.
Joe, tomorrow night, of course, it's Tuesday, so we'll have Haro. And we will continue to dive. We'll do a lot of futures tomorrow night, Joe. Futures Tuesday.
I like it.
And then Wednesday, we'll start to really dive into more of the games this week. All right, Carver and Lisi, great job by Andrew Torres, as always. Everybody have a great night. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow here on Sports Grid Radio. Carver and Lisi, have a good night.